This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're all I need. What a mighty God we serve. As God continues to bless us, guide us, and direct us, we continue to look unto him as the author and finisher of our faith. Let us turn to our scripture of today, Romans chapter 12. I'll be reading verse 3, 4, 5, and 6a. Just the beginning part of the sixth verse. Romans 12, verses 3 through 6a. Just the first part of the sixth verse. Romans chapter 12, reading from ESV, and it reads, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them." Our subject for this morning, don't hate, participate. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, deliverer, one who loves us so much, we humbly come before you on this day, asking that you would speak to us, each one of us, individually and then collectively, that we, your servants, might hear, but then not only be hearers, that we might do the work you've called us to do for such a time as this. We love you, God. And we thank you so much for loving us. Bless now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. God has blessed us. God has blessed us. God has blessed us. God has blessed me. God has blessed you. And I don't know if you really recognize it or not, but God has blessed us. Yeah, God has blessed you. You know what? I need time for you to just be a witness and just say, God has blessed me. Come on, everybody. And if you're online, go ahead and type it. God has blessed me. If you believe that God has blessed you, all right? They don't need everybody to say, God has blessed me.
God has blessed me.
Ooh, hallelujah. I'm giving folk to type it in. God has blessed me. I don't care how bad your situation has been or how bad your situation is right now. You must begin by seeing the truth, and that is you have been blessed by God. All my help comes from the Lord. I know that we depend on money and the economy and good jobs and kind customers, nice clients. Yeah, we depend on wonderful employers and well-deserved Social Security checks, depend on food stamps and sugar daddies and paid up child support, returns on our investments, and the right number at the lottery machine. I know we depend on the generosity of the last person who believed our story. And even the hard work that we did in the heat depend on the insurance policy that finally paid off. That settlement from one call, that's all. Or do you know the favor? Just listen to me. Or for the people, or the heavy hitter. But the truth be told, all of our help comes from the Lord. If you didn't have the strength, the wisdom, the intelligence, the ability, the mental capacity, or the health to receive the blessing wouldn't really be a blessing. Just the fact that you can realize that you have been blessed is a blessing. Yes, I gotta say this. Just the fact that you can realize you have been blessed, that's a blessing all by itself. Somebody on today ought to be grateful for how the Lord has already blessed you. Yeah. Just take time right now to reflect on how he's already. We need to take a praise break right here and just thank God for what he's already done. How he's already blessed you. How he's already made a way. How he's already made it possible. You can be right here today and say, Lord, I thank you. Woo! Glory to his name. He is worthy to be praised. If we could recognize it, we would truly be too blessed to be stressed. We could count on him because of what he's done. Please know this. He has truly blessed us. But God did not bless you just so you can brag about being blessed. Let me say that again. God did not bless you. You've been blessed, but he did not bless you just so you can stick out your chest, hold up your head and say, oh, look how blessed I am. But he has blessed you for a purpose. He's blessed me for a purpose. He's blessed us for a purpose. It's all been put in place so his will could be done. If you want what God wants, what will happen? You will get what you want. Oh, no. The scripture is clear about that. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. He said, abide in me and let my words abide in you, and ask whatever you will in my name, it will be given you. So he showed us already, if you just put him first, you line yourself up with him, and you say, God, not my will, but your will be done. He will give you the very desires of your heart. If we want what God wants, we will get what we want. If we could get it fixed in our mind that God comes first. That's it. God is numero uno. He comes first. So seeing that God has blessed each one of us individually and then collectively, let's look at how we have been gifted to be a gift to others. First point, get off your high horse. Romans 12 and 3 says, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Just because God has blessed you does not mean that you ought to put yourself above others. God has not blessed you so you can have the big head and think you all that. He didn't bless you for you to think that you're better than anyone else. You were not blessed to distress others. God did not bless you so you can find fault. God did not bless you so that you can flaunt your blessings and throw it up in other people's faces so they'll be jealous of what you have and how you've been blessed. No. To the contrary, God has blessed you so you can be a better example of his grace and his love. God will allow us to brag and to flaunt what we have for a minute. He will allow us to sit high and think we have it all together and we don't need nobody else for a minute. God will even allow us to get manifold blessings, give him nearly nothing back, and think we're really making it even by using the 10% we should have given back to him. He'll let us do that for a minute. God gently reminds us, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but think soberly. Job was a righteous and upright man. And God even allowed Job to be tested where he lost his children, lost his family, lost his resources, lost his retirement, lost everything. But because of Job's relationship with God, he was able to say, the Lord gives, and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One song I used to sing as a teenager at Shiloh Baptist Church in Brunswick, Georgia, we sung a song, If I'm Too High, Lord, Please Bring Me Down. That's a prayer to think about. If I'm too high, Lord, please bring me down. Because we want to be in good standing with the Lord. Amen. Secondly, other than getting off our high horse, we are all in this together. Romans 12, 4 and 5 says, For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Let me do it one more time. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. It's not just you in the body of Christ, it's us. It's not just me in the body of Christ, it's us. God cares for all of us. Yeah, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God loves us. He's not given each one of us a gift that he did not give. He did not just give you a gift just to keep for yourself. But a gift is to be used for one another. Just like our body. We all make up one body. Yes, we're one, just like your body, your physical body makes up one body. All of your body is not the same part. I mean, if I was standing up here and I was the foot, That's all I could do. But the foot needs more than just a foot. And I don't understand why sometimes, even in church, we all want to do the same thing. And we think that that gift is the only gift that's important in the body of Christ. How many more parts of your body do you have? And how much are we depending upon every part of the body to do its job? Yeah. Listen, even the supporting ligaments. What if I had this body standing here and everything you look at it looks fine, but none of the ligaments wanted to work? And I can't bend anything. Yeah. Then the body is still used. You can't see the ligaments, but you know they're there. Yeah. And something happens to them, then we're in a fix. There's no insignificant part of the body of Christ. Amen. We need every last one of you doing what God has called you to do and what he's gifted you to do. We need you to participate. Everything working together makes one body. And then notice this about the body. The hand can't be jealous of the feet. And talk about the no good feet. I can't stand that foot. Look at that foot. Look, see what I'm telling you? I see what you're saying. Look how he put socks on the foot. And he got boots on the foot. We got nothing. We got nothing. Well, you got nothing. I got the wedding band. Oh, yeah, there you go again. Someone off on the wedding band. Yeah, there you go again. Well, you know, I don't care. Does the body, and if your body is arguing with another part of your body, you're on your way to the hospital. God looks for his body to work together. That was Jesus' prayer, that we might be one. It's his prayer that we work together for the building of his kingdom, that we work together, that those who don't know him may come to know him because they see us working so well together. That's what he called us. Everything working together makes one body. Lastly, use what God has given you. Romans 12, 6a says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Yeah, we may all have different gifts, but use them. God has created us uniquely individual in every way. We're not all the same, but we are part of the same body. Yeah, have you ever noticed why there's so many different things in this world that you get to choose from? There's not just one car that everybody has to drive, not one kind of car. There's so many different car companies, and then there's so many different car colors. Then there's so many different styles of seats. Then there's the heated seat, the unheated seat. That, I mean, it just goes on and on about all various things that we individually may like and may love and may want. God has so uniquely placed us together as a part of the whole body of Christ, not just First African, but all Christians. He so uniquely placed us together because this world needs us to be very vigilant about loving like he wants us to love and care like he wants us to care and being what he wants us to be. He is literally depending upon us to get the word out to a world that does not know him. He has individually gifted us. We have been blessed with different spiritual gifts, not so we can brag about the gifts and seek to make others jealous, not to sit high and look down on others, but to help us to function as one body in Christ. We have not been called to hate, but participate. Don't get mad about how God has gifted your brother or your sister. Celebrate with them and thank God for what he has placed in them and what he's placed in you. If you are in fact saved, you have at least one spiritual gift. You may have more, but you got at least one. Now, if you're not saved, you may have gifts, but that's why you don't even think about using the gift you have to make sure that God gets glory. But if you're saved, you have the gift that you have, you know it's for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know it's for the building up of the body of Christ. It's not for you to talk about, ooh, look how good, how great I am. You're blessed. You're blessed. The body of Christ needs you. The body of Christ needs you. Again, you've been blessed with at least one spiritual gift. Well, you know what you ought to do? You ought to praise God. Thank God that you have a gift that God has placed in you just because you've given your life to him. But you have been blessed to be a blessing. You have been blessed not just so people can bless you, but so you can bless others. Mm-hmm. The gift or the gifts God has given you are to be used for the building up of the body of Christ. God is calling each one of us to participate in the building up of his kingdom. Time out for hating. Time in for participating. God loves us all so much, and he's gifted us with so much. And another thing, I just in closing, I want you to understand this. Just because somebody does not have the gift that you have does not mean that they're not saved. Let me help us with that. Because sometimes, you know, we know what God has gifted us to do, know what God gifted me to do, and I'm doing that. And you might see me doing it, and everybody's talking, oh, what a great job he's doing, what a great job she's doing. And yet you see somebody else who's not doing exactly what you're doing. But yet God has gifted them, and they're doing something else. Yeah. They may not get the notoriety that you get in what you're doing. But you do need to recognize that God has blessed them and has gifted them, and celebrate with them and do what we can to work together. Not to talk people down, not to talk about, oh, I thought they were doing it. Oh, no. It's to find out how we can all support each other as one body in Christ. We have to participate fully together. That's what he called us to do. There are too many people hurting in this world. There are too many people. Yeah, listen. If you know Christ and you go through a crisis, it's difficult enough for us who know Jesus. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't sorrow as those who have no hope. But I can just imagine how people's hearts are torn out when they can't look at God and say, God will keep me and sustain me through what I'm going through. But yet when people lash out and yet when people do all kind of crazy things, we need to make sure that we are available to help them to know that God loves and cares for them. That's not just the preacher's job. That's not just the preacher's job. You heard me? That's not just the preacher's job. Y'all did a great job, but it's just not what y'all's job. God has called every last one of us to be in the ministry. Listen, and it's not just Sunday morning. Oh, I'm glad you're here, but it's not just Sunday morning. When we, after the benediction, God is calling us to do something before the next call to worship. He's placed you where you are. He's placed you in the family you're in. He's placed you in the neighborhood you're in. He's placed you with the job you have. He placed you with the vocation you have. He's placed you wherever you are so those who don't know him can come to know him because of the gift he's placed in you. You got to tell him. You have to participate in the upbuilding of God's kingdom. And you participate by letting them know who God is in you. When you've done a great work, don't take all the credit. I know you're going to take some of it. But take time to say, if it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, I know it looked like I was so smart. I know it looked like I put this all together. But the truth be told, it was the Lord that woke me up this morning. It's the Lord that started me on my way. It's the Lord that made a way out of no way. It's the Lord that's been my strength, been my shield, been my help, been my everything. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And for anybody who said, well, yeah, I'm working hard. I'm doing a lot. I don't exactly know what the Lord has really done because, you know, this job got me working. I've been working hard. I deserve what I'm getting. I've been doing this for a while. Yeah, there's some other folk who got fired. There's some other folk who don't have a job. Yeah, I almost got fired myself. But regardless of all of that, if you can't think of anything else the Lord has done for you, you need to know this. He has made a way out of no way. What way was no way? The fact is that we all have sinned and come short. And what we deserve is death and that separation from God. But God loved us so much that he sent his son through 40 and two generations who came to the earth and went about doing good. As Jesus walked on this earth, he participated in the things of this world. He participated in such a way to be an example to us as how we ought to live, to be an example to us of how we ought to love, to be an example to us of how we ought to give, to be an example to us on how we ought to forgive. God has moved in our life, and we can see it in the life of Jesus. Well, Pastor, what did he do? I'm glad you asked. Yes, I'm glad you asked.
He allowed them to talk about him. He allowed them to ridicule him. He allowed them to take him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He allowed them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet. He allowed them to hang him on the cross. And on the cross, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died. He participated to the point of physical death that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's not because we're so good. It's not because we're so well educated. It's not because we have it together. It's because he died. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He died. He died. He died. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. It looked like all hope was gone. It looked like there was nothing else to participate in. But early, I said early, I said early, on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. He ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to gift us and to live in us and to guide us and to help us to participate. Oh yes, he's coming back again for his church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back again for you and for me. He's coming back again. Somebody ought to tell the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a mighty God. Don't hate. Participate. Let the Lord use you every day of your life. Let the Lord guide you. Let the Lord protect you. Let the Lord lift you up and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, I hear. Yes, I obey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. You may be here today and recognize I need the joy that comes with knowing the Lord. I need the peace that comes with knowing the Lord. I need to be saved. I've sinned. I've come short. And know this. All have sinned. So don't feel bad about the fact that you acknowledge you all have sinned and come short. But if you're here on today, if you're online, right now you can accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. We'll pray a prayer. I can't pray it for you. I can lead you in a prayer that you will come to know Christ. I can lead you in a prayer that you acknowledge I've sinned and come short. The Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised from the dead, you shall be saved. As you pray this prayer, if that's the prayer you want to do, please repeat after me, online and those present. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart, Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you've accepted Christ right now, we want to know you are now a disciple of Jesus Christ wherever you are. But you may also want to be a member of First African Baptist Church. So we invite you in the building. We invite you online. If you want to be a member of First African, won't you please just walk down the aisles, give us your hand, as you've already given God your heart. Won't you come? Again, we thank you for coming to worship on today. To all of our guests who traveled, we're asking that God give you traveling grace as you travel.
We do remind us to please give. Don't forget to give. You can pay your tithes and offerings in the boxes as you leave. Those who are giving on Givelify are also, don't forget, we asked for, I believe, Vacation Bible School is still there. And we will have some repairs done on the porch. So if you'd like to give toward building fund as well, please give toward building fund as well on today. Again, we thank God for you. Let us pray. God, we thank you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. Thank you, God, for the eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. Thank you, God, for blessing us so we can truly be a blessing unto others. Help us to participate in every measure of life that you would have us to. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the people of God say amen, amen. And praise God. Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.